Priorities make life exciting. Priorities make life exciting. All the time we like to set up priorities. We like to say things have to be done, deadlines have to be met, and schedules have to be accomplished. And when people write letters, you have to instantly answer them. At least that was always my thing. Whenever a letter would come in, I'd instantly sit down and answer it, and because I wanted to get it out. Now, the person who wrote me, they may have not written to me for 10 years, or they may have thought for a month about writing to me and not written, and then just wrote. But I liked always to answer immediately. That was my priority. And because of that priority, I didn't get a lot of other things done. You say, well, it's just answering a letter. Yeah, but when you sit down to answer the letter, if you have just one letter, you allow yourself to be a little more long-winded than if you have a dozen letters. And then you make them a little shorter and make them a little more to the point, which is always good. But priorities make life exciting. We've been discussing the priorities of the grass and the flowers and the trees around the Shangri-La. And as we were talking about this, we were saying, well, the flowers have to be watered because they're coming up, and the trees have to be watered because they're there, and so forth. Now, I have nothing against any of that, but I do say we don't want to go and make a federal case out of it. If we're going to go over there and spend so much time watering that it becomes a big responsibility for us, we won't be getting a lot of other things done that we'd like to do. We have to be very careful with our time. It's so easy to let ourselves get run away with time, run away with a project. I always enjoyed watching Irene when I went out to the Swimex there, as she would scrub the inside of the cover that was over the Swimex and scrub the outside of the cover, and then she'd wax the inside and wax the outside. And I thought to myself, my goodness sakes, I guess she just really doesn't have anything else to do, because then she'd scrub the floor of the Swimex as though, you know, it was a commercial pool or something. And we keep it nice and clean, but down on your knees scrubbing the floor of that Swimex, I think that's a little much. Now, it is a time consumer. I mean, it took at least 3 hours or better to do that when she would go in there and do that. And she did it with all her heart. She did it with all her love. There's nothing that you can fault her on this, except that she didn't have a priority to do something that was more important. Because if we had priorities to do something more important, we would get to it. Now, we have bought a gadget that we put in the swimming pool, and it walks around in the bottom of the pool, drinking up all of the dirt and dust that gets down there until the pool is just a crystal clear pool. Now, perhaps we should do something like that for the Swimex or for the jacuzzi, you know, because if we're going to spend time doing things that are not really beneficial to us, you say, well, that's beneficial. Yeah, when we have a lot of bodies and we have nothing else for them to do, then it's nice to keep them busy. It's nice to keep them busy during their uni work time. But I would imagine if we had put Irene to translating books and preparing tapes and doing things that I'm doing, sitting at the tape recorder, sending out tapes and putting them on the internet and making the encoding of them. And I sit there sometimes for 4 hours in the night, you know, sending these things out. And these are things that are a little more efficiently done by somebody else, I would imagine. But since there's no one to do it, and we want to get it out, I get it out. Now, it is much better for us to spend a lot of time watering the trees and doing all this gardening work and creating a garden that we have to take care of. One of the things we want to do here on the high desert is have as much high desert as possible and let it be natural, let it take care of itself. One thing I do think would be nice to do is to go around the pickup truck and pick up all the bushes that have been chopped off and dumped around And when the tractor stops, there's a big pile of dirt. And that is just hideous to me, because it should be flat, flatten out. We don't need to, why does that pile of dirt there? And well, it's there because the tractor stopped there, and the person didn't want to level it out. Spread it over the ground, make it real nice, and then it looks nice, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I'm not pointing any fingers at anybody, but this does happen, and it has happened over the years. The big pile that's up here at Las Montañas Road where you come in, why is that big pile of dirt up there? Is that to make us remind to turn the corner? The road turns the corner, you know, I mean, we don't need to be reminded. And then there's another big pile everywhere along the road. There used to be one right by the staircase up here, up, you know, where you go on the main highway. And I thought, now, I wonder how long that's going to be there. And then when I looked over at the field where this little boy got tied up with his motorbike, remember? And it's big, wavy thing. That should be leveled out in there to make it look pleasant, you know? And so it's inviting to walk up there. But again, where is our priorities? Where are our priorities? Number one, our priorities are not to make the pile in the first place. If you've cleaned up something, spread it out right away. Right away, and it's done. And I can think of lots of interesting things to do, but I don't call them priorities, because I would love to have the fence post taken out and all the barbed wire cut in chunks, but that takes time. Mm-hmm. That takes time. That's a lot of bother, and it's a little effort. But the thing is, other things are a greater priority, like answering the mail, like proctoring the students' lessons. Mm-hmm. Now, Ellen was telling me that we are having a slower student proctoring the last couple of weeks, and she was saying, I wonder why that is. Well, the reason it is that the people who are proctoring have other priorities. And so when you have other priorities, the message goes out to the students, don't send your lessons in, they don't have time to do it. Mm-hmm. And this happens, it goes through our mind. Mm-hmm. Our students are one with us. In fact, they're very much one with us, because they're really interested in what we're teaching. Mm-hmm. They're really interested in what they're learning, what they're becoming aware of. But our priorities are really pretty tough sometimes. We sometimes get the wrong deal. Now, Ingeborg used to love to wipe the kitchen table, the dining room table, and she'd spend 20 minutes wiping this piece of glass that should take no longer than a lick and a promise. You know, spray it and wipe it and be done. If there's a little smirch of kind of soul, so there is, you know. But that's not, we haven't time to do those things. And then somebody sits at the table, they put their arms at the table, and next thing you know, it's just like it was before. So make it nice, make it clean, and then let it alone. And you all saw Shirley Temple last night as she was washing the dishes in her little house room, and she was taking the dishes, and she was going on this side, polishing up, you know, make sure that no food got stuck on there that didn't get washed off, you know. And why does she do that? Why? She learned that someplace that's the way to do it, and it's probably something her mother had taught her. Now, I thoroughly enjoyed, speaking of priorities, the biography of Shirley Temple. I have a feeling her mother had a big, strong hand in there, because her mother comes out looking like the princess, you know? Mm-hmm. And Shirley Temple was just the little pawn who was being sort of trained and loved and pushed around, but it was the moneymaker for the family. And the father had high expenses and high tastes, big house, you know, 5 acres of ground and all that sort of stuff. And you notice how you didn't even hear a thing about the boys later on. The boys sort of disappeared. And they were away at school, I imagine that's what the idea was. But hey, money management. Mm-hmm. With the money that they had coming in those days, they should have been wealthy as could be. But when you don't handle it well, when you don't take care of it well, when your priorities are in a different direction, then you have problems. And you have problems. Remember $300,000? $100,000 to the corporation, $100,000 to them, and $100,000 to Uncle Sam. Very interesting. So you have to be very careful, because your priorities are like money. And if you spend them wisely, great dividends come back. And if you don't spend them wisely, very poor dividends come back. So let's us learn to spend it very wisely. And as far as all of you are concerned, I would suggest that the next time that John and George come by and are working in the garden, you watch them from a distance. And you will see them going around these trees and mulling up these trees and putting in the stuff. And in, say, an hour flat, they do five or six trees, and they got them all done real nice, painted and trimmed and everything, and the brush all set on the side. They don't take it away, you know. That's up to us to do that, yeah. Which is what we want. We don't want to have them spend their time taking it away. But, you see, they know efficiency, because they have this job on a project, not on an hourly basis. And so they're going to get the project done, and they're going to apply themselves efficiently so they can go do other things. We should learn to do that too. In all things that we're doing, apply ourselves efficiently to get the things done, not wiping the table 100 times when one once will do it. And also, when I'm making the discs, sending them on into our Thought for Today and on Instant Inspiration, I have two or three other things going at the same time. Oftentimes I take a nap, you know. It works out really nice. But I mean, you know, why waste the time? And then I'm right there when it's time to be the change, when it's time to be upgraded, and I get my literature read and other things too. But let's all learn to make our priorities so that they benefit us, so we're happy when we're done. And none of the things I'm saying is meant to be disparaging to any of you. It's only meant, let's be real careful that we don't build ourselves a pit that we can't get out of. And we do build a pit we can't get out of if we're going to make this into a park paradise that is the city park. This is a mountaintop park. This is a mountaintop park with mountaintop trees and high desert plants, and let's try to stay with that as much as possible to benefit. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. So, I love you, and have a wonderful, 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 wonderful evening.